Thank you, Ruth. Thank you, Lisa. If you didn't know the tune or the title of that song, it was Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. You know, it was a joy to me to hear some humming and singing those words this morning. I don't know if you know me too well, if you're visiting today. I am quite the evangelist. I truly believe in God's Word and the importance that it holds and the imperative that we need to know it, believe it, and share it. And so I'm not going to preach this morning. Oh, you hold your applause, I know. But I am going to share God's Word because there is power in it. We stand on this book, and too often I think we slip off the foundation that it holds. And you know, God's Word tells us not to be ignorant. I mean, we have the answers. We can know, but we need to hold on to these truths that we read about in God's Word. I want to share that which we sang just a minute ago. Number 273, in your hymnal, the title, or no, 274, Break Thou the Bread of Life. This is the bread. This is the book we eat to know God and to stand on the power that He shares with us. So I want to read verse 4. And maybe this will be a revelation to you. Oh, send Thy Spirit, Lord, now unto me, that He may touch my eyes and make me see. Show me the truth concealed within Thy Word, and in Thy book revealed, I see the Lord Jesus. You know, this is going to be very difficult for me to deliver. Tracy, can you make this document open? I'm not a multitasker, and clearly when technical difficulties arise, great things happen. I'm not going to preach today. I'm going to share some thoughts, but I'm going to fully rely on God's Word. I have selected throughout my life, God has equipped me with many, 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 many resources that can communicate the gospel, but none are better than God's Word. I want to share with you this morning 31 verses. 31 verses of the truth of God's Word. How imperative it is that we acknowledge that He is the God of the universe, that He saves our, not our life, our soul. That which makes us up. Not just our body. This fades away. Our soul goes on for eternity. And we need to believe this. And then there is an action that I hope that you take advantage of this morning at the table that's been prepared for you. To confess. To get right with God. So that your life will go better. It won't be perfect. I want to share God's Word with you. I want to share the truth. There's 31 scriptures. If you want to know what they are, I'll get you a document with all the references. But right now, I just want to read. This is all God's Word. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. And the Lord has laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. For whoever keeps the whole law yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish. Or do you show contempt for the riches of His kindness, forbearance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? For God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. All the prophets testify about Him, that everyone who believes in Him receives forgiveness of sins through His name. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. It is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. Many of us who believed now came and openly confessed what they had done. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life. And this life is in the Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. This is God's Word. And then it goes on to tell us who we are and where we stand on the foundation of Jesus Christ. More Scripture. Listen, it's for you from God. In Christ, we can come before God with freedom and without fear. We can do this through faith in Christ. Remember that in the past, you were without Christ. You had no hope. You did not know God. But now, in Christ Jesus, you are brought near to God through the blood of Christ's death. Christ did this with His death on the cross. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. God was pleased for all of Himself to live in Christ. God made peace by using the blood of Christ's death on the cross. He brings you before God as people who are holy. Who will accuse the people that God has chosen? No one. God is the one that makes them right. Who can say that God's people are guilty? No one. This is God's Word. You have been born again. This new life did not come from something that dies, but from something that cannot die. God is in the light, and we should live in the light, too. If we live in the light, we share fellowship with each other. And when we live in the light, the blood of the death of Jesus, God's Son, is making us clean from every sin. Amen. This is what we celebrate at the communion table. Jesus is the way our sins are taken away. This is what we celebrate at communion. It's going to be different this morning. We are about to participate in the Lord's Supper that He put in place for the church, for those who believe, who have been called by Him, who are following Him with all of their heart, with all of their strength, with all of their might. We here at Christ's Little Tapahawken Church celebrate communion according to God's Word. You do not have to be a member of this church or attend here regularly. If you have acknowledged Jesus as Savior and Lord, you are welcome at this table. Every time we celebrate the Lord's Supper, we have opportunity to bask in the presence of God's amazing grace. How often do we forget to think about the grace, the strength, and the power? I don't know about you, but I leave it on the table every day. I had a week from hell this week. I'm so glad I can come to the table and say, Lord Jesus, I need you. As we consider His holiness and our struggle with sin, we remember Christ's saving work on the cross. His death was the payment for the sins of the world, yours and mine. Remember that. When we celebrate communion, we celebrate Christ's presence in our life every day, not just for a couple minutes today, because of the common union of a shared life in Christ. That's me. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And if you have said yes to Jesus, He lives in you. And that's what we celebrate this morning. And I don't know about you, but I got God bumps. So He's definitely in the tent. He's in the world. He is real, very, very real. When you come to this table, we commune with one another, recognizing our need of Christ and His grace. It's not our performance, but His that counts. Think about that. Communion can be a time of purification. You'll have time this morning to look at your heart, the core of your being, not the muscle, that which makes you up. And you'll have time to answer the question, is Jesus first in my life? Take time to do that. Do a little self-examination. If there's something that's causing an interruption in your relationship with Christ, take advantage of the time. Confess that. And then rest assured that He will give you the help to turn from it. At this table, we proclaim the cross. We celebrate the cross and what was given. His body, His blood, His grace, His forgiveness. May we never forget that. We want to focus on the cross this year. It's been the theme, the thread that's carried through now to almost September. And we're going to keep focusing on the cross because that's where the power is. We're not going to make it without it, ever. The communion. We look forward with anticipation to the coming. When we'll celebrate communion, not with symbols, a little piece of bread, a small cup, we're going to celebrate face to face with Jesus Christ. I talked to somebody this morning, don't know who it was, who said, you know, we're going to worship every day in heaven. And if we're practicing here for 40 minutes on a Sunday morning, what we're going to do for eternity, we're in serious trouble. We want to inspect our lives. Are you keeping Jesus first in your life? This morning, you'll be invited to come up front to receive the bread and the cup.
Oh, no. We said last week, sometimes serving Christ is uncomfortable. And I explained what uncomfort was, if you were here. I hope you remember.
My hope is that the movement will serve as a reminder of trading that lifestyle in the darkness and coming to the light of Jesus Christ. Have you made that move in your life? Do you have that aha moment sealed? For me, it was 2004, even though I began in 68. But 2004, bam, Jesus touched me. I remember that. This is a celebration service. The forgiveness of sin is something to be celebrated. So, come. Come to the table that's been prepared for you. If you're a follower of Christ, having received Him as your Savior, you are welcome at this table. And I would encourage you, if you haven't acknowledged Him, to take serious. It's okay to decline, because the Bible speaks of stuff that God will allow if we eat or drink in an unworthy manner. Nobody's going to judge you. You can do whatever you want, but God knows. This is serious. For those who are unable to come up or leave your seat, we'll meet you after everyone has been served. For you in the cars, we'll come to the car. No one is excluded from this table. All are invited to come. I want to begin by saying the Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, He took some bread. And after blessing it, He dispersed it to His brothers. And He said, "Take, eat in remembrance of Me. This is My body for you." In the same way, after the supper, He took the cup. Said, "This is My blood poured out for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do it in remembrance of Him." Too often we get turned upside down and we remember us. "Oh, I forgot to this and I did this and I felt sure." You're forgiven. Remember Him. What He did on the cross is monumental, but remember Him as your best friend, your go-to guy, your mainstay, the one in whom you get your help from. That's what we want to remember, our relationship with Him. I want to pray for the bread and for the cup, and then I'll have the elders come up. We're going to unveil the table. We'll share the elements with you. Dennis is going to give you a piece of bread. Enjoy it. I'm going to stand over here. I'll have the cup. And I want to bless you and remind you. I want this to be the most meaningful communion service you ever experienced. And it won't because of anything we did. We're being obedient. We're following our loving Father's command. Do this in remembrance of Me. Lord, as we take this bread, we remember that You are the bread of life. You feed our souls. You nourish our hearts and You give us strength to run the race that You have marked before us. May we never forget. As we take this cup, we remember that You are the giver of life. You offer forgiveness. You bring deep peace to our souls. And Your love flows within us. May we never forget. God, use this time effectively to draw us closer to You. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Tracy's going to share a song that primes the pump. The elders are going to come forward. There'll be an usher that draws you from your seat. We're going to come individually, as couples, or as families, and celebrate communion. If you have acknowledged Jesus as your Savior and Lord, we want to celebrate with you. Enjoy the next couple of minutes. Watch people celebrate communion. Take time to fellowship with your Savior. And by all means, come in a right attitude. Amen.
This is My body given for you. This is the cup that holds the blood of the new covenant. This is forgiveness, simple and true. This is the way that I have made for you. Before you eat, before you drink, take a long look inside and tell me what you see. He said, do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. This is the bread of life broken for you. This is the cup that holds the wine of the new covenant. This is the love of Christ poured out anew. This is the Son of God who died for you. Before you eat, before you drink, take a long look inside and tell me what you see. Then do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. I will remember the cross that you bore for me. I will remember the crown that you wore for me. I will remember the reason you suffered and died. This is my body given for you. This is the cup that holds the blood of the new covenant. This is forgiveness, simple and true. This is the way that I have made for you. I am the way. This is the way that I have made for you.